Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the ninth day in the month of January 2025. It's a brand new day and the Lord is in our midst. It's a whole 9 days of God's mercy, God's faithfulness. And we want to say thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Freedom of Worship Part 1. Freedom of Worship Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 7, I am thine, O Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 29-31. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, which says, Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6 from verse 21. To 24, Matthew 6 from verse 21 to 24. From 21 it reads, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Our manual today reads, All humans have the freedom to worship whatever they want to, even in countries where people are restricted from worshiping publicly. Nobody can restrict anyone from worshiping his or her God privately. This freedom to worship has been given by God. However, you must be vigilant at all times to know who and what you are worshiping, because who or what you worship will determine what you become. Like we see in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. It is important that you examine your priorities, because they are pointers to the people or things you actually worship. Some people do not know that their phones have become the gods they worship. They take their phones everywhere they go, even into the bathroom. Their eyes are always glued to their phones as they spend hours browsing through them. If they don't have their phones with them, they'll begin to panic and will not be able to function normally. Sadly, this God often leads them into anxiety, depression, and many health challenges. What you give your attention and resources to eventually shapes your values, thoughts, and behaviors. If your focus is primarily on material possessions, your social status, or even other people's opinion, they can easily become idols in your life. You must examine yourself regularly to know the things or people that mostly occupy your thoughts and what you exert most of your energy on. If these things or people are not aligned with your purpose in Christ, then you need to take heed lest you fall, like we see in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Another subtle yet common object of worship these days is work. Many Christians allow themselves to be trapped in the cycle of work such that they neglect their health, families, and walk with God. I know the value of hard work, so I work very hard and encourage people to do the same. However, when work becomes the source of your identity, it has taken God's place in your life. You must also be careful not to worship comfort and convenience. Today, many youths talk about living a soft life, and unfortunately, their pursuit of this soft life has become the God they worship. Beloved, the freedom of worship is a precious gift that God has given to you. However, you must use it to worship Him alone. You must also be mindful and disciplined to ensure that you are not worshiping an idol at any time. Keep your total focus on God at all times, and He will reward you with His grace and peace. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, sincerely assess your current priorities to determine whether anything or anyone is competing with God's place in your life. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashready.com. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.